Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Here we are, back again. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, Amy is still at her house. She's still got a cough. It is a wet cough, man.
It's dirty.
It's tough to shake a cough, though. Those things sometimes stay for 2 months if you don't get on medicine. Are you on stuff, Amy?
DayQuil and NyQuil.
No, like Z-Pack or K-Pack or P-Pack?
No, not yet. I mean, I have a cough syrup that has hydrocodone or whatever, but...
That'll help a little bit.
Yeah, don't take that during the show. I don't know. If I ever get that, it makes me fall asleep. I don't ever feel good. I'm just like this. So if Amy sounds weird, it's because she's still working from her house because she's sick. We'll start with this. Spirit Airlines, there's a plane that the tire catches on fire. And so then they tell the passengers, stay seated. Here, I want to play you audio from inside the plane.
Ladies and gentlemen, stay seated. Stay seated. We do not have to back here now. Please remain seated.
Everyone, keep the aisles clear. Stay seated, please.
Passengers, go back to your seats. We do not have to evacuate. Please go back to your seats. Thank you.
If the pilots give us command to evacuate, we will evacuate, but please remain seated right now and keep the aisles way clear. If we do have to evacuate, please just leave your bags. We will let you know. Please remain seated.
I mean, these people are itching to get off this plane because the tire landed. The tire's on fire. They're looking out the window, and they're like, stay seated. I'm surprised nobody went airplane on this airplane. Mm-hmm. And by go airplane, it means flip the crap out. Because people are flipping out over masks, but they're not flipping out because they can't get off a plane when the tire's on fire. But it landed in Atlanta, and the fire started around the landing gear. And so people started to freak out. I would have freaked out too, but at least it's not in the air. Mm. I'd have really freaked out.
Would you have stayed seated though? They told you 10 times.
I have no choice, right? I'm locked. I'm locked in there.
Right.
I'm locked in there. But I think if I was in the air and that happened, I would have panicked. If I'm on the ground, I want to get off the plane. I want to slide down the big rubber slide.
That looks fun.
But I'm actually okay if we have to stay. And you know what they say? If you fly Spirit, you're going to end up a Spirit.
They say that?
I don't know if they do or not.
That's terrible.
A New Mexico woman allegedly... That'd be the worst slogan ever for an airline.
No.
A New Mexico woman allegedly stole a car with kids inside.
Oh, no.
And the mom climbed on the hood, which makes sense because you probably try to get on or stop that car any way possible. But a woman in New Mexico stole a car and there were two kids inside. This happened on July 4th in Hobbs, New Mexico. The Hobbs Police Department said that a woman parked her white Hyundai Santa Fe in front of a store. And when she returned, an unknown female pushed her and got into the vehicle and drove off. Traffic camera video shows the mom attempting to stop the carjacking by getting on the hood of the car. Inside the car, her 6-year-old daughter and her 11-month-old son. That is crazy. The suspect, who is identified as Regina Castillo, then abandoned the car once she saw the kids and began to run. She was arrested after she was found hiding behind a pickup truck. Oh. What are you just sitting behind the tail?
Hiding.
The children were reunited with their mom after being treated by EMS. That's from the New York Post. But I definitely understand why you would jump on the car if your kids are in it.
We read so many of these stories, and the other day I was at the gas station, and I was like, I'm just going to run in real quick. But I thought about all these stories. Like, no, I'm bringing all the kids in. You don't want to risk it. Like, I was thinking, it's only going to take 2 seconds. I'll go in, pay, and I'll be right back. No, I took them all in.
But your oldest?
He wasn't there. It was all the little ones.
Interesting.
And I can't you leave it running and lock it?
You can, but I mean, oh gosh, I wouldn't trust my kids. They would like keep me locked out.
They would steal it?
Oh, they would leave me locked out. Oh, you're not getting in, Dad.
And finally, a New Orleans woman's facing murder for hire charges after she tried to hire a hitman on this site, rentahitman.com.
Oh my gosh.
It's another one. Yeah, 33-year-old Zandra Ellis was arrested in the parking lot of a Waffle House last week after discussing the hit with an undercover agent who she hired on rentahitman.com. She was haggling over the price before selling on a $1,000 fee to kill the other woman that with $100 up front and then the $900 later. That'd be terrible for a hitman to only take 10%.
Oh, yeah.
That's you take 90% and then get the other 10. Yeah. Ellis was arrested outside after paying the deposit because she did that, and she faced up to 10 years in prison. By the way, this site, all the time, people go to Rent a Hitman and try to rent. By the way, are you renting one? Or are you just hiring them for their services?
Yeah, you're using the service.
But it's not a real site. All right, there you go. But it sounds like she should, if she lives in New Orleans, she's 33, she should be listening to our show.
Uh-huh.
She just missed out.
Yeah, we've talked about this site.
All right, it's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Dear Bobby Bones, my husband has many female friends. He has several businesses that require him to associate with women. With that being said, is it cheating when he asks his women friends to go to dinner with him? We actually split up for several months last year over this issue. I think it's a form of cheating considering these women are single and their messages are flirty between them. Just a couple of weeks ago, I saw a message between him and another woman. By the way, he let me have his phone to play games. Again, they were flirting with each other and he then asked her to dinner. He said he was consoling her because her father died, which wasn't true because I checked her Facebook first. He also tried to delete messages before I saw them, but I saw them first. I contacted the woman and she would not respond to me after she realized I was his wife. I really don't know what to do. We have several businesses together, and I don't want to lose my investments, but also don't want to stay in a marriage if he continues to do this. We've been married less than 5 years. What do you think? Cheating husband or just a friendly guy? Signed, worried wife. Yeah, it's a cheating husband.
Just like that?
Well, listen, just because a guy is going to dinner with a woman and it's business related, I don't necessarily think something's going on there if that's the instance. That should happen if it needs to happen. That doesn't always have to be something sexual happening if it's a man and a woman together. And I think men and women can both control their urges if they're mature.
Yeah.
That being said, there's a lot to unpack here. You've already split up over the issue, so something happened to make it an uncomfortable situation with you guys. Secondly, they're flirting in text. Ain't no need for that.
That's not good.
Ain't no place for that. Flirting in text, deleting them. Dad died, not true. That lie right there, if he's lying about that, he's lying about other things too. This ain't a good situation for you. So if all this is true, it is not good, and you should not be in this situation. If it's temporary, if it's permanent, but you've got to look to get yourself out of this situation. Now, on the final paragraph, you say you have several businesses together. I don't want to lose my investments. You can still keep half. You can still keep them. You don't have to lose them just because you divorce. It happens all the time where people own stuff and they split up. So, cheating husband or friendly guy, that's the question. If I had to pick one, cheating husband. Also a pretty friendly guy too, you know what I'm saying?
A little bit of both?
But yeah, I was going to say both.
Yeah, this is very shady. This is a total sketch here. Amy, your thoughts?
When it comes, I think if you've already kind of made your decision and really what you're holding on to is the fact that you don't want to lose your investments, then you just have to hire the right people or the right lawyer and just get the right support from family and friends. And then hopefully when you divide up assets, like, you'll still be okay and just know that it's going to be a hard season, but you'll get through it.
Yeah, and you don't stay together just because of investments.
Yeah, that's not good.
Right.
Unless you make the deal, we're just going to stay together because of our investments, but we're going to lead completely other lives.
Yeah.
So, it's not going to work as it's going here. You should look at finding out a little more and getting out of the situation if all this is true. I hate to say that because mostly I'm like, who cares? Have fun, party. Actually, I'm never like that.
So. I'm like, I've never heard you say that.
Yeah, I'm never like that. Cheating husband, thank you for the email. I'm very sorry this is happening to you. But just by what we read here, this is not good, and you need to look to get out.
We got your email, and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
On the phone, James in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. James, appreciate you calling. What's going on, buddy?
I know you don't really know anything about the radio, but I hope you could tell me about how, like, song selection on the radio works.
Yeah, you mean the science of how a radio works. No idea. No idea what happens in the air. So, yes, don't know anything about that. Transmitters, dumb as a rock. But maybe I can help you with this. All right, go ahead.
So, the example that I'm going to use is the song Life is a Highway by Rascal Flatts. Song came out in, like, 2006, but it seems like the radio goes through phases of playing that song like every 2 weeks. So I'm wondering why this song from 16 years ago is still hanging on and getting airtime when, like, number one songs from last year aren't even getting played anymore.
It's a good question. That's a great point. Let me answer that for you. First of all, Life on a Highway is getting played because it's a jam, right? Like, that's a jam. The song comes on and you're like, God dang, I don't remember how good that song was till it's playing right now. And that intro, you're like, life is a highway. And you're in your car and you're slapping the steering wheel. I want to ride it all night. So jam is the number one reason. Number two, this is how radio works. And I don't agree with the philosophy as much, but so there will be what they call current songs or power songs, the biggest songs. The A-listers, there's like five or six of them, and they will play like every hour and a half or 2 hours. And the reason they play so frequently is because they know the average person isn't able to listen to the radio for an hour and a half or 2 hours. And so they're going to play the biggest hits so the most people hear them. Now, if you hear a song twice in an hour and a half or 2 hours, like, they play this song all the time, you're a rare person who's listened for that long straight. Okay, so they're just trying to get the biggest hits on for the most people. That's the first rule. There are secondary songs which are coming up, like songs 9 through 16. They play a little less frequently, and they're also getting researched at the same time. And if the research comes back and they do all these calls, hundreds and thousands of calls to people to play music over the phone, and if you're like, I like that song, then after research, they will move that up when one of the other songs falls off. So that's how that works. And I do that with 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Each song's trying to climb the ladder to other steps. Now, why a song like Rascal Flatts would come on? You have to find older songs that aren't, if you're on a new country station, that aren't a Johnny Cash or 60s or 70s or 80s. That'd be classic country. That people still go, that's an old school song, that's the jam. So they're always switching out high researched songs from 10, 15, 20 years ago to give texture to the radio station. Meaning it's just not all new songs all the time. Every once in a while you hear something that's like, oh, that was a good one from 5 years ago. That was a good one from 9 years ago. But again, even Life is a Highway, your station or your region must have played that song over the phone for 10,000 people. And a lot of them went, that's the jam. So then they go, oh, that's a good one. People still love it. We're going to play it every couple of weeks. And you hear Life is a Highway a little bit more. Fun fact about that song originally, wasn't a radio song, was never a single. Just started to get played because it was a cover and then became a hit because it was on Cars.
The movie Cars, yes. Yeah.
So the radio programming philosophy, not something I agree with wholeheartedly, but it's something I understand. It involves a lot of research and a formula. And when a song goes number one, the next week after it's not number one, radio does something stupid and they just drop it. And they're just like, well, it's out of here for the most part. They lower it. And songs don't stay at number one for most of the time, 3, 4, 5 weeks. Where at least in pop, they do because it's just the best song.
Weeks,
radio,
weeks,
they like
weeks.
Pass out free candy for number ones. So that's also why you don't hear a number one.
You mean country radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Radio, like, yeah, what we're on. Mm-hmm. That's why you don't hear a number one a year later is because sometimes, is a number one a year ago? There was actually a pile of crap that just got it for participation trophy and it doesn't test well. That happens a lot. So, yeah, the programming philosophy in this format, I do a clown face emoji sometimes on it. Some of it's really good, but some of it is just like, oh, you have a song. Oh, that's cute. What label you on? Here's the number one. Mm. But some of it is genuine awesomeness. But a lot of research and research even into old school songs, James, and that's why you hear Life is a Highway.
All right, makes sense.
There you go, buddy. I appreciate that. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk. We'll see you next week, everybody. All right. All right. Thanks, James. I'll be back in a second. Have a good day.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
6-year-old Lena, she's on a flight on United Airlines from Norway to South Carolina, and she's got a loose tooth, and she's wiggling it the whole way. And she's like, oh, I don't know, it might not be ready to fall out. Well, they get off the plane, they're on their way to baggage claim, and she realizes, my tooth is gone. Oh, my gosh.
It fell out without her knowing it?
It's got to be on the plane. So she tries to go back, and security's like, no, I'm sorry, you already passed the checkpoint. You cannot go back to the plane. So she starts crying in the airport, and one of the United Airlines pilots walks by and says, what's wrong? She's like, my tooth, it's on the plane. They won't let me go back. So the pilot says, here, let me write you a note to the Tooth Fairy. And he wrote, dear Tooth Fairy, Lena had a tooth fall out on her flight to Greenville. Please take this note and place of her tooth. So she gave it to Lena, and Lena put it under her pillow. There's no update of if the Tooth Fairy got the note or not.
That's a good story. I like it for three reasons. Number one, a pilot stopped because a kid was crying in the terminal.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a good, good guy, good woman. Don't know, but they stopped. And number two, they went through and took the time to write a note to the Tooth Fairy when they didn't have to.
That's it.
Again. Number three, apparently there's a nonstop from Norway to South Carolina.
Look at that.
Who in the world? I can't get a nonstop to Tulsa, but they're going to have one to South Carolina from Norway?
Yeah, that's funny.
What in the world?
So that's what you got out of this story.
Those three things, okay. Yes. That's a great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm going to give you guys my top five country songs of the summer in like 2 minutes. But first, I'm going to give you Billboard's top five songs of the summer. And these are just the big pop songs. But at number five, Glass Animals, Heat Waves. That's jam.
Yeah.
I'll say it. That's what they call a jam sandwich. That's a really good. It's been out for a while now, but man, that is a good song.
Really good.
At number four, Lizzo. Okay. All right. It's about damn time. Called About Blank Time, as I say. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, About Dang Time. Maybe I can get her to cut one of those. That's number four. Number three, it's Future and Drake. Here we go.
Travel around the world. Over the phone, got the truth.
I don't think I've ever heard that one.
Number two, Jack Harlow, First Class. That's a good one. And number one, Harry Styles, As It Was. You know it's not the same as you. Okay, so that's Billboard's. I agree with the number one and number two, mostly because I've listened to all those albums for the past 2 months. Jack Harlow's been out about 2 months because my wife listens to them all the time, so I listen to them all the time. All right, here are my top five country songs of the summer. At number five, it is Brett Eldridge, Songs About You.
I'm just trying to get through these songs about you.
I was posting a Instagram story on our vacation, and I was going to use that song over the top of it. It was Caitlin and I. She was like, no, that song's about getting over somebody. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Did you know that?
Probably, but I just thought it was a good song, and it said songs about you. And so she's like, no, that's not what you put there.
That's funny.
I was like, okay. Number four, Hayley Witters, Everything She Ain't.
Good one, she's got a little style.
That's a good one.
It's so good.
Number three, and I love this song, and it's just now getting started on the chart. He played it here on the show. When it comes to like a summer feel-good song, Ryan Hurd, Pass It On.
Pass it on, pass it on, pass it on to someone else. What good is your dollar or your love or your bottle if you keep it all to yourself?
I mean, that's a summer song right there.
Yeah.
Makes you feel good. Makes you smile. It's a positive song.
What's he talking about?
Well, a lot of stuff. Love, your bottle. He says it there. Yeah. At number two, Morgan Wallen, Wasted On You.
I've wasted on you all of this time and all of this money. All of these sorries, I don't owe you money.
And at number one, my house has become kind of obsessed with Zach Bryan to the point where we just listen to his TikToks and his new album's basically all sad songs. It's not out yet, but that's all he's putting on TikTok. And so this is Zach Bryan. Now, this is a song that's out now, Something in the Orange.
To you, I'm just a man. To me, you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go? I'm poisoning myself again. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. If you leave today, I'll just stare out the way. The orange touches all things around. The grass, trees, and dew, how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around.
I love a sad song. I love a slow song. I love, you know, sappy Kenny. Emo Kenny Chesney.
Not Beach Kenny.
Nope. I could pass on Beach Kenny. But crazy. I love Zach Bryan because it's all sad stuff, it seems like,
his
all the time.
His voice is cool, too.
Yeah, it's awesome. He's got a humongous TikTok following. And again, it keeps putting up him playing all of his new stuff, but it's not out yet. But that's my number one song, Something in the Orange. By the way, honorable mention, Eric Dodd with Cizan Raymundo and Abby, Vacation Part 2.
Vacation Part 2, we're gone. Feeling just right, so high like this blue sky we're under. Pushing away by the lake all day, just chasing thunder. Taking your little buzzed up smile, way back crazy.
I got Eric opening my first show, my comedically inspirational show. Has he contacted you yet about performing with him?
Yeah, he said, do you want to do a line? I go, yeah, but if I come, you probably got to bring Abby too, right?
Oh, the whole
thing. Wow, wow.
What'd he say?
I mean, no, he's definitely down, but I'm asking Abby, can we do it live?
Turn it up, right part.
Here, you're so Gucci, you sizzle. Like fireworks shooting right out of Charlie Daniels old fiddle. Like sunny side up, hickory bacon on my mid grit grit griddle. So far, yeah, such a dime. Make a Broadway boy want to whistle.
Can you do that live?
Sure you can.
Do you know the word? Do you know? Could you do it? Hey, turn it down. Could you do it by yourself right here?
Nah, no.
Oh, you don't know it?
Well, no, I got to memorize. I got to do some work. We got a month, so.
Okay. What? Give me what you got.
I don't know.
But you wrote it.
I know I did, dude.
Did you write that, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
But singing is hard. Memorizing songs is very difficult, and I think I'm showing that what the artists do is very, very impressive. So
I'm doing two shows, August 12th and 13th. But on the 12th, my comedically inspirational show, Eric Dodd's going to open up. And I guess Ray and maybe Abby are going to show up and do this song with them.
That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tickets. Oh, yeah. All right, tickets go on sale Friday if you guys want to get tickets to come to Nashville for it. All right, so those are my best songs. And honorable mention, we got Vacation Part 2 there. Amy, tell these guys what happened to you.
So we were out to eat at a Mexican restaurant, and we're sitting there just minding our business. And out of nowhere, all these employees come over, put a sombrero on my head, and start singing Happy Birthday.
Just randomly?
Yeah, but it wasn't my birthday. And they actually realized after the first line their mistake, and the girl next to me, the table next to us, it was their birthday.
How funny is that?
You just go with it? What do you do?
I mean, I just was like, wait, what? I was so confused. And then they figured it out.
Did
so
you think
fine.
That somebody, because sometimes you do the joke where it's like, it's her birthday. And then they come out, and you're like, hee, 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 hee. But nobody did that. The girl they next to her to be like, wait.
It's, well, it's my birthday.
You're not doing this for me? Hey, something else on Amy's flight. We were talking about, and we've talked about this before, but on her vacation, they had to fly. And so the whole question of who gets the armrests when you sit in the three seats, right? Especially if you're flying Southwest. So what happened?
Well, so my son had a middle seat, and he wanted to know, like, hey, who gets the armrest? And I wasn't sitting on his row, but I knew we talked about it on the show, and I thought middle seat gets both armrests. And then the people on the plane didn't agree, so I Googled it and found an article from a etiquette person. And sure enough, it says, when sitting in a plane with three seats in the row, middle seat gets both armrests.
But what do you mean the people didn't agree with it?
Well, the person next to him was just like, oh, I had never heard that before, but they were glad to know it. They weren't rude about it by any means, but they just had no idea.
I don't think that's right, by the way. And etiquette isn't a law. Etiquette's just someone going, I feel this is the proper way. I think those armrests are first come, first serve. I don't think anybody owns them. And if you put your arm on it first, it's yours.
Like as soon as you sit down, just claim it
With your elbow?
Yes, and if you come off of it, it's like hands on a Harley, hands on a hard body, whatever that is.
Yeah.
If you come off of it and someone else takes it, it's now theirs.
Interesting.
Oh.
Because if I sit down and I'm in the window seat and I put my arm on it, you can't sit down in the middle and be like, I read on Jimmy Smith's site that is mine. No, I think if you put your arm on it, it's yours. But when you move it, it's now up for grabs again. Yeah, I feel pretty strongly about that.
You know, there's a way to share it. Like, you know, there's a part of your
elbow. If you don't know the person, that's a weird
that's
share.
That's true, because it's really close.
Yeah, there's some situations sharing is weird. If you don't know the person, that's one of them.
Or your elbow can go up in the front of it, and the other person's can go in the back of it.
You
still
could, and if someone's elbow's on the front, then that back is there for you to take.
Yeah.
As long as you're not touching them. You can't touch somebody you don't know, though. Just general, as a general rule, don't touch somebody you don't know. So I'm going to go, it's first come, first serve. If you sit down there, that's yours, regardless of where you sit. Anyone disagree with that?
I think the middle seat is such a bad seat that you have to give the middle.
Then get on earlier.
Well, yeah,
exactly.
I get it.
Check in earlier.
Check
be
in
more
earlier.
On top of things.
Yeah. You shouldn't be rewarded for being a loser.
Oh,
Bobby shifted me. I was like, oh, middle. Yeah, that makes sense. They get both armrests. But after hearing Bobby talk, I'm in.
You're
first
a loser?
Come, first serve.
Yeah. You shouldn't be rewarded for being a late loser.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
you didn't sign up early enough.
Okay.
That's pretty harsh, but I believe in it.
Yeah, pretty tough.
You
got to
stand up for, if you don't stand up for what you believe, well, who are you even? All right. Thank you, Amy, for those stories. On the phone right now is Brent, who lives in Virginia Beach. Brent, good morning. What's up, buddy?
Well, I just had a general question for you guys because I know some of you guys have kids and stuff like that. Me and my wife have a one-and-a-half-year-old son, and her and I have not been able to take that vacation like thing for just her and I to keep our relationship intact a little bit. So I was kind of wondering, how do you kind of, we have people that we trust to let him go to watch him, I'm sorry, but we were just basically wondering, like, how do you let go of the worriness so that you guys can just go and relax as a couple?
How many days are you leaving for, Brent?
We just wanted to try to leave for at least a weekend just to kind of, you know, forget about everything for a weekend and just have fun for ourselves.
That's not bad. If you were going to say 7 days, I'd say it's probably too early in
that's
the kid's
tough.
Life to leave for a week. But a weekend sounds good. Eddie, I'll go to you. You got a lot of kids. What do you say to him?
Hey, you just have to rip it off like a Band-Aid. Like, just do it. I know it's going to be hard. Maybe whoever's staying with the kid can FaceTime you, you know, multiple times a day so you can see the kid and all that. But you just have to do it. I mean, I think for dads, it's a little easier. My wife, it's tough. Like, she didn't want to go on vacation for a long time.
How long?
I mean, I would say, like, at least...
Yesterday?
Yeah, she really does have problems still, like, just leaving the kids with someone else. It's usually her mom, but it's tough. So you just got to do it.
Hey, Brent, who is it harder for, you or your wife?
More harder for my wife, honestly, because he was actually born with severe hearing loss. So he actually got cochlear implants when he was 10 months old. So it's a little hard for him to communicate still here. He's, you know, going to speech therapy and all that stuff. But she's constantly worried about him, and I'm just trying to tell her all the time to just kind of relax. It's fine. We also need to concentrate on us so that we can keep, you know, everything fine with us as well as being a father and a mother.
Yeah, I think that's an important step, too, to make sure you guys are healthy. And, again, if it's for a weekend and it's somebody that you really trust, I think you just got to go. And it's going to be hard, and the next time's going to be pretty hard. The time after that's going to be kind of hard. It just gets easier as you do it,
sure.
I would assume. Brent, appreciate that call, but Eddie said rip the Band-Aid off.
Rip it off, man. Just do it.
Eddie's writing me a note. Just leave the kid at home and go, what?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, you didn't do that?
No.
Oh, yeah. All right, Brent, good luck. I agree with you in that you guys do need, even if it's a day, time for you guys to go and make sure that you two are having a healthy relationship, because that is very important to your son as well.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. See you later. It's a good call. I think a lot of people probably deal with that, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a common thing.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So one reason people have dogs is to scare off burglars. Sometimes people don't even have a dog. They just put a sign in their window and it works. Well, it turns out that walking dogs actually deters more burglars than you would think. So simply the fact of having to walk your dog around the neighborhood is like a neighborhood watch program without it even trying to be.
If a burglar broke into my house, my bulldog would, I don't know, sit on his feet and want to be scratched on his head. I mean, my dogs would not give a crap if a burglar broke in. But yeah, I could see where a dog would be what you don't want to see if you're robbing a house. And not because they eat you, but because they make noise
yeah.
more than anything. All right, what else?
All right, Bobby, what are your thoughts on gaming being taught in school?
I don't know why it wouldn't be. I mean, this is an industry where there are billions of dollars being spent and made, not only making the games, but playing the games. So, yeah, I'm all for gaming being in universities. Why?
Well, a survey was taken, and more than half of adults think, yeah, kids need to be learning this skill because it can teach them a lot, but also gaming could be a career.
Yeah, it's not about hand-eye coordination anymore, and it's not Donkey Kong. I think a lot of people go, oh, video games. It's not that anymore. So if you go, oh, it's just video game. Okay, it's not Mario Kart, although Mario Kart rocks.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
But it's so much more advanced than that now.
This is playing video games, not making video
both,
games?
But all.
Okay.
You could play. They have scholarships in some schools to be on a gaming team the same way they do sports. I mean, I only imagine like in the 20s or 30s, they were like, we're going to have football. A part of the school. And we're going to give kids free school to play football. This is all, just happens. I'm a big believer in gaming in schools because there's a lot of, it's an industry. And why would we not be teaching our young adults, if they want to be part of an industry, how to be in that industry and be better at it, either by making the games or playing the games. Long live. Viva la video game.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, viva. For me too. Viva la video game.
Are you at your house? All right.
Yes. Oh, my wife hears this. All right, Amy, that's it?
Yep, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There's a point guard for the University of Tennessee basketball team that his family's house burned down back in February. Oh no, what are we going to do? Well, Vols fans, they got online, set up a GoFundMe, and they raised $350,000 and bought them a brand new house, and they just moved in. They moved all the way from New York to Knoxville so they could be closer to their son.
Oh, that's cool. I remember talking about this when it happened and they had raised all that money. So now they're in the house.
They're in the house. They moved in all because fans came together and donated $5, $10, $15. Boom.
I'm sure the NCAA will find some way to penalize a program some way here. Yeah, that's a really great story. I also didn't know they were from New York and now are moving to Knoxville because that's where the house is.
Yes. So wow. They moved across the country.
Well, shout out Vol fans. I mean, only second to Razorback fans. Am I right?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. There you go. All right, that's what's up. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.